good to see you.
Thanks for making another visit back to ScottPowellOnline.com as we get underway today with a few of the news headlines of interest to me. Starting off this morning, this would be to me like winning a lottery. It happened, and I say winning the lottery because it would never happen to me. Woodstock, Illinois, I believe Sunday night for about 2 hours, a little bit of a glitch in the pricing of gasoline, unbeknownst to the attendants and workers at this gas station. Gasoline was being sold at the pump for 1 cent a gallon, a penny a gallon. It went on for almost 2 hours before somebody eventually shut off the emergency shutoff valve and before they could reset the pumps at regular prices. I say this would never happen to me because I'm the guy that shows up after 2 hours and 1 minute and they've already clicked the shutoff. But can you, I just try to imagine to sit at the pump and watch the number of gallons go up faster than the price at the pump. Again, just something that would never happen to me. Those that got it, great for you. Great for you. The funny thing is, they're saying they don't know how much gasoline was sold. That was Sunday night for a penny. I bet you they do now. There's been an audit by now. They know how many gallons have run through those pumps and what's in the bank account. Yeah, they know how much they lost. Anyway, another quick note. We all think about our mortality at times and how we'd like to go out. This quick little story about a Michigan man wanted his funeral at the local watering hole at the neighborhood bar. The All Around was the name of the bar. Actually, I guess the man was there so much that he himself called it his second home. He not only hung out there, but I believe he worked there as a bartender and most of the time as a bouncer. Everybody knew him, and he said, when I die, that's where I want my funeral to be. Family and friends, they took him up on it, which I think is a great idea. You know, everything held in one place. Visitation, funeral, the after dinner, and drinks. And you've got to admit, probably for a lot of people, going into a bar would be a little more of a comfortable setting to them in comparison to a funeral home. But what this got me thinking about is a story that I heard a couple of weeks ago. I actually saw it online about a man that was buried with his motorcycle. Now, I need to rephrase that. He was actually buried on his motorcycle. I guess this guy's been a free spirit all his life. Like we all do, we think about our mortality. And around the family, he asked, what should I do when I die? What should we do for my funeral? One of his kids throws out the idea, you ought to be buried with your motorcycle. That's what he does. At one point in time, he enlists the help of his son. They called it the casket, but actually what it was is they built a big plastic clear box. The box big enough for the motorcycle to be inside with the man on top of it. When the man dies, he is adorned in his riding gear, leather jacket, helmet, goggles, the gloves, placed on the motorcycle in the riding position, sitting on it with his hands on the handlebars. The motorcycle is then placed in this big, clear box. The box placed on a trailer. And that's how they get to the cemetery. The man literally made his last ride to eternity, his final resting place. A lot of his friends were motorcycle riders as well, so it ended up being like a small motorcycle parade. When they get to the cemetery, the box and entire contents, meaning the motorcycle and the motorcycle rider, are placed in the ground and buried. That, my friends, is the way to go out. And then, you know, this guy's going to live on for years, even after all his friends are long gone. The legend of the man buried with his motorcycle. There'll be people stopping by that grave for a long, long time. Merger between Comcast and Time Warner going to have any effect on you? Not going to have much effect on us here at the Hacienda. First of all, we don't have cable TV. No, we don't have satellite TV either. It was just a long time ago. We decided we weren't going to pay that kind of money for what television we watched. So we've gone old school, my friend. Yeah, we've got an antenna. We watch antenna TV, which still means we get some 20-some-odd channels, which is a lot. For free. And I say free, you know, that's what cracks me up about antenna TV. They make a big deal out of it whenever you see the commercials on television for antennas. It's free. You know, it's always been free. It's just that so many people have grown up thinking the only way you can get something to your television is through a cable or a satellite dish. But anyway, Comcast, Time Warner, merging. For us, it'll have no effect for our television watching. It'll have no effect on our telephone because we don't have a home phone. But what we do have is our internet comes through Comcast. So we'll see if we have any improvement in service or any price increase in service, which I bet you almost can expect. But we'll see. We'll see. Also, I'll leave you with this. Today, there's a new survey out that reveals this TV show is the most popular show for couples to watch together. What is it? I'm not going to tell you. Give you something to think about until our next post. Okay, and we'll post it on the website. But a new survey says this TV show is the most popular for couples to watch together. A hint that won't help you at all. But I'll tell you, it's not the show that my wife and I watch together. As a matter of fact, neither one of us watched the show at all. So think about it. We'll post the answer later. And that's going to do it for me right now. I mean, it is Friday after all. I've got that Friday feeling, even though I don't have a job. Even when I did and had to work Saturdays, there's still something about the Friday feeling. I love it. Friday. Make the most of it. Even if you got to work tomorrow. It's still Friday, my friends. And it's Valentine's Day. So a happy one to you and yours. Don't forget, I'm online. You'll find us at Facebook. You'll find us on Twitter. We're at LinkedIn. And, of course, the website. So for now, enjoy the weekend. I'm Scott Fowle, online.com.